The Rochester Human Trafficking Court is expanding throughout Monroe County. With the help of a federal grant, the court will extend access to towns and villages around the county. WXXI's Noelle Evans was in the courtroom Tuesday for the announcement.
Judge Craig Doran says that several years ago, the state's former chief judge, Jonathan Lippman, opened his eyes to a serious concern that was going under the radar.
The city of Rochester has a disproportionately high number of lower-level prostitution arrests. And Judge Lippman indicated that it was his experience that that is an indication in a community that there is a human trafficking problem.
So, since 2013, the Human Trafficking Intervention Court has been presided over by Rochester City Court Judge Ellen Yakin. The court began on a shoestring budget. It is now receiving a $750,000 federal grant over the course of 3 years. Yakin says that much of the funding will go towards providing coordinated services.
We've also made the decision to expand our services and outreach, not just to people who are arrested in Rochester, New York, but also to the 20 or so towns and villages throughout Monroe County.
The Human Trafficking Intervention Court works like this. Someone charged with prostitution is invited to participate in the specialized court proceedings. They must admit to the prostitution charge. The judge then requests that they take certain actions, like moving to safer housing, seeking mental health counsel, or getting drug addiction treatment. When the person fulfills the requirements, they can return to the court. If they haven't been arrested again, they graduate from the court. Graduation comes with a major benefit.
Records are absolutely wiped clean of any kind of reference to having been arrested for prostitution.
If you suspect someone may be the victim of human trafficking, advocates advise to call Lifeline at 211 or Polaris Project's National Human Trafficking Hotline, which you can find on our website at wxxinews.org. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.